we're started with the videos to help us put faces on those missionaries. Take your Bibles. Turn to Acts chapter 22. I'll be reading verses 1 through 21, and out of reverence to God, stand as this word is read. What? Brothers and fathers, listen now to my defense before you. When they heard that he was addressing them in Aramaic, they became even quieter. He continued, I am a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city, educated at the feet of Gamaliel, according to the law of our ancestors. I was zealous for God, just as all of you are today. I persecuted this way to the death, arresting and putting both men and women in jail, as both the high priest and the whole council of elders can testify about me. After I received letters from them to the brothers, I traveled to Damascus to arrest those who were there and bring them to Jerusalem to be punished. As I was traveling and approaching Damascus, about noon, an intense light from heaven suddenly flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? I answered, Who are you, Lord? He said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, the one you are persecuting. Now, those who were with me saw the light, but they did not hear the voice of the one who was speaking to me. I said, What should I do, Lord? The Lord told me, Get up and go into Damascus, and there you'll be told everything that you have been assigned to do. Since I couldn't see because of the brightness of the light, I was led by the hand by those who were with me and went into Damascus. Someone named Ananias, a devout man according to the law, who had a good reputation with all the Jews living there, came and stood by me and said, Brother Saul, regain your sight. And in that very hour I looked up and saw him. And he said, The God of our ancestors has appointed you to know his will, to see the righteous one, and to hear the words from his mouth, since you will be a witness for him to all people of what you have seen and heard. And now, why are you delaying? Get up and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on his name. After I returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple, I fell into a trance and saw him telling me, Hurry and get out of Jerusalem, because they will not accept your testimony about me. But I said, Lord, they know that in synagogue after synagogue, I had those who believed in you imprisoned and beaten. And when the blood of your witness Stephen was being shed, I stood there giving approval and guarding the clothes of those who killed him. He said to me, Go, because I will send you far away to the Gentiles. You may be seated. Paul has come from his third missionary journey, returned to Israel, to Jerusalem. The church in Jerusalem had met with him, the elders of the church, and James, the leader of the church in Jerusalem. And Paul explained to them everything that God was doing among the Gentiles, how they were being saved. And James and the elders said, Well, there are a lot of people in the church here who are very zealous for the law. They believe salvation is by faith in Christ, but they still are trying to keep the customs of the Jewish people, trying to keep the Jewish law, not for salvation, but because that's what God said to do, and they're not doing it to be saved, but to show that they are not abandoning what God has said. There are people that have made a false accusation against Paul that he's telling people not to follow Jewish customs anymore. Now, Scripture doesn't say you can't follow Jewish customs. You can't. Scripture doesn't say you can't do things this way or that way. We could have worshipped just fine with the flowers turned a little bit. That would have been okay. But turning them this way, we can worship a little bit better because they're not off balance. And for me looking this way, I don't know how they look for you, but they're balanced on both sides, so everything's good. But we could worship either way. God hadn't said, thou shalt have the flowers arranged a certain way. You know, because, we got to have a trinity of flowers, so we had to go out and get another one. But no, you can worship in different music styles. You can use different versions of the Bible. Jewish people have a special relationship with God because God called them to be his priests, his preachers to the world. Now, they got wrapped up in being called and weren't doing their job. And we're going to see that a little more as we continue in. But the people that opposed Paul started a riot. And they were wanting to kill Paul because of the accusations that were being made. And a lot of people in the riot didn't even know what was going on. But outside the temple, there's a fortress of Roman soldiers. Matter of fact, it had a high tower that overlooked the temple area so they could see when trouble was starting to cause. And it says, the commander brought soldiers and centurions. Now, centurion would be the officer over 100 soldiers. So he brought at least 200 soldiers with him when he came out to this riot. And when the people saw the group of soldiers coming, they stopped beating Paul. The commander had Paul put in chains, and they had to carry him off because people were still trying to harm him, wanting him killed, away with him, much like a few years earlier they had done with Jesus. Crucify him, they said of Jesus. And Paul is carried up to the stairs of the Roman fortress, and he turns to the commander and asks permission to speak, and he asks in the language of the commander. He speaks in Greek. Says, can I ask you a question? Paul was following the rules. He wasn't just going to start talking. And the guy said, you can speak Greek? I thought you were this other guy from Egypt that had caused a riot and escaped. We captured a bunch of people, but he got away. We thought you were him. He said, who are you? He said, no, I am a Jew from the city of Tarsus, an important Roman city in Cilicia. And I would like to speak to the people. The commander gave him permission, and Paul turned to speak to the people, and he began speaking to them in Aramaic, their native language. And what Paul said to them is an outline of how we should witness. Three main points. Paul's life before he met Christ, the meeting of Jesus Christ and the change, and what happened afterwards. So let's look at this. Paul starts out by saying, I'm just like you. Matter of fact, you're zealous for the law. I was more so. The chief priests and all the elders can tell you about me. Said, I have been brought up as a Jew. I learned from the world-renowned teacher, Gamaliel. Gamaliel was one of seven teachers through Jewish history that had the highest title, Rabban. There's three levels. One, teacher, rabbi, my teacher, and Rabban, our teacher. And he was one of the teachers that was respected by all. Paul said, I learned from one of the most famous teachers. I sat at his feet. Now, the sort of like how many times in a lecture the speaker would be at a raised platform, the students would sit on benches or on the floor, sort of like what we have right here. We have a little raised platform with a podium. Well, Paul says, I was taught to adhere to the Jewish law. I was taught from one of the leading experts in the law. I knew about the law. And I was persecuting the way, and the way is what the Christians were called by the Jews. Even so, that I got letters from the church, from the temple here in Jerusalem to the brother Jews in Damascus to go imprison the people there. And even to the point that I was at the feet, or at my feet, when Stephen was stoned, I was given my approval, and I was guarding their coats. Well, on my way to Damascus, this is our second point, said when Paul was confronted with the truth, I was heading to Damascus, and a bright light from heaven shone. I heard Jesus speaking. Those with me did not understand what was being said. They heard a sound, but they couldn't make out the words. And Jesus said to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Paul says, who are you, Lord? I said, I'm Jesus, whom you're persecuting. Paul, at that time known as Saul, came face to face with the truth. And his life changed from there. He said, now, go into Damascus. You'll meet a man named Ananias, and he'll tell you about everything you need to do. Paul, now a Christian, his first step is obedience. But he can't see. He doesn't just say, well, I just can't do this because, you know, I'm a Christian now, but, you know, I'm blind. I can't do anything. No, he had somebody lead him. He knew where he was supposed to go, but he had to have help to get there. And when he got to Damascus, he met with Ananias. Paul learned he was not alone as being a believer. Now, those that were going with Paul to persecute the Christians in Damascus, pretty sure none of them were Christians. They might have become Christians on the way when Paul was explaining what was going on, but we don't know. And Paul meets with Ananias, and Ananias says, God's got a plan for you. But right now, stop wasting time. Go be baptized. Now, baptism doesn't save you. But Ananias was telling Paul, start showing that you are changed. Start with a baptism that shows you're saved. Just like the water in our baptistry back here, there's nothing special that comes out of the well as long as the pipes are still not broken. And water that Paul got baptized in was just water around Damascus. He was baptized to show he was a changed man. And then he went back to Jerusalem later. It was about 3 years later, actually. And he says, God tells him then, I'm going to send you away because they're not going to listen to you here. So Paul talked about what happened, what his life was before. I was just like you. As we're witnessing to people, we need to relate. I was like you. I was a sinner too. Still am, but I'm forgiven now. Now, our testimony doesn't have to be like the one I heard somebody say, you know, I was a drug dealer. I was a murderer. And then when I went into first grade, Paul is telling, I was a good Jewish boy. I was stellar in being good. Some people think you've got to have this terrible testimony of how it changed. That's not most people's lives. Most people's lives are living thinking they're good people. But Paul got confronted with the truth. He is not a good person. He thought he was doing what pleased God, what would get him to heaven. But he realized he was wrong. And then his life after that, God never promised him it would be easy. Paul is talking to the people that a few minutes earlier had been trying to kill him. Everything's been so much better. Just ignore these bruises and the bleeding. That's just a figment. You don't see anything. No. Paul knew it would be difficult because God didn't promise him freedom from discomfort. Didn't promise him his troubles would be gone. But he promised that everything would be working out and God was in charge. And in the end, heaven awaited. Paul was telling the people what his life was like, how it was changed, and what it was like afterwards. They were listening to him intently. It was sort of like that old E.F. Hutton commercial. If you remember those, that was a while back. My broker is E.F. Hutton. And it would be a busy, noisy room, and all of a sudden you could hear a pin drop. But when Paul said the word Gentile, now things get out of hand. But Paul has told them the truth. And when he says, God has sent me to the Gentiles, then the anger of the Jewish people rises up again. Because they wanted to be the only way to get right with God. You had to become a Jew before you could get right with God. And Paul was telling them, no, you can get right with God without becoming a Jew. And God has sent me to tell them that. But that's Sunday's message. You can read ahead. Just read the next verses and it'll tell you all about it. But we need to be telling people the truth. None of us are going to be in the temple talking about Jesus because the temple's not here right now. And their scripture does say about the temple being rebuilt, but we should be in heaven then. But God has placed us all different places to tell people the truth about Jesus. Just remember the three steps. What my life was like before I met Jesus, how I met Jesus, and what has happened since. Stand with me for our closing prayer. Lord, I thank you for the example Paul gave us of how to witness to others, be it one-on-one or in front of a crowd. You are the one that changes us. You are the one that straightens everything out. You are the one that directs our path. Let us be obedient to where you've called us to go, realizing that there is trouble along the way because there are people that do not want to hear the truth. But let us keep telling the truth. In Jesus' name, amen.